Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show.
Let's get it started in here.
Parental guidance is suggested.
What the hell was that? Hey, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I'm just not used to applause. Neither is Daryl or Chris, but hey, here we are. It's a new day. But anyway, hey, everybody, welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I'm here with my co-host.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yeah, I know. We all should be medicated. Anyway, I'm here with our co-host, Chris Bikerson. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm just trying to keep up with it. Started a new gig, and I'm home most of the time, but... Yeah, tonight's one of those nights that I gotta make a emergency, you know, overnight run, you know, make a delivery tomorrow and then head back home. So I won't be back home till Saturday, but you know what? It is what it is. How about you?
Well, hey, you know, our jobs are, we're a different breed. Let's just put it that way. Truck drivers are a different breed. And just like you all know, truck drivers have a lot of time to do a lot of research, and I know we call ourselves the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, but we got a lot more going on than just trucking. I'll guarantee you that. Even though I was just down at the Mid-America Truck Show this last weekend, and I'll talk about that here in a little bit, but first, I want to go and introduce our other co-host. What the hell is his name? The guy from Colorado. Daryl Gibbs. Daryl Gibbs is the other co-host on here. Daryl, how the hell are you doing?
I'm doing pretty damn good. I'm just running here westbound on 64. Got to go to Kansas. Got delayed, but hey, it is what it is. You know, I'm enjoying life, and man, there's a lot of craziness going on, and I'm getting sick and tired of these people wanting to go after our guns. They need to start talking about people who need to be responsible and deal with that. And you know what? For all you people that voted for Biden, the heck with you. Because you know what? Biden said if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Guess what? I didn't vote for you. I don't like you. I don't respect you nor your family, and I'm still black. There we go.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
You just got to look at it Daryl's way.
That's right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, we have way too much fun on this show. You know what, Chris, since you're parked, and I'm parked, while my fat ass is parked in my chair at my kitchen table, I'm actually home for once, and I actually have some time. And I'm not busy doing something else where I got to rely on Chris and Daryl to do the show without me. But we're all three here tonight, which is a great thing. I always love it when we're all three here. The only person we're missing is Kim from Canada. She had some prior obligations. And here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, somebody asked me the other day, well, you see Kim from Canada's on there, but we never hear her. She has a lot going on in her life. And like I've always told Kim, and I've told Daryl, and I've told Chris, the day that we start getting paid for this whatever we do here, is the day that we all need to be here. Until that day comes, you guys live your life, do what you need to do, duty calls. We're not here to, oh, I'm really sorry. You don't need to be sorry. You just do what you got to do. And when I'm not available, Chris and Daryl pick it up, and they do a fantastic job. And, you know, if Chris ain't available or if one of us aren't available, we have a great crew here at the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. So don't even worry about it. And if you don't like the fact that that Kim may not be on here a lot, I don't care. It's not up to you. Until you pay for this this platform or you start giving us a paycheck, I don't give a fuck what your opinion is. So there. Well, let's just start the show off on a on a good note. Hey, by the way, we're uncensored if you haven't noticed yet. So, but since you're part Chris and I'm part, why don't we do our little fun game of is it real or is it satire based off of headlines with Daryl? I know we haven't done that for, I don't know, a couple weeks for a while, but I think it would be fitting if we just jumped right into it before we get into our discussion of everything that's going on in this country. The fact that China, Russia, and India have started going away from the U.S. dollar and our government or our economy is about to collapse, and the liberals are too fucking stupid to understand what's really happening. They're more worried about if Donald Trump gets arrested. That's how stupid they are. Yeah. But hey, who am I to say? I don't know. Whatever. So, Chris, are you ready to get into a game of is it real? Is it a real headline? Is it a real true news story? Or is it just satire? Are you ready for that, Chris?
What? I'm ready, but I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. So I found a really good one, actually. Okay, Daryl, this is just like an inning in baseball, okay, a batter. So you get three strikes or four balls, okay? This is let me explain this to the audience. So Daryl has four chances to get it right and only three to get it wrong. Once he strikes out, he's out. Now, if he gets it right four times, he wins. Automatic. So, that being said, let me just find, where the hell did it go? Oh, so is this a headline or is this satire? Daryl Gibbs from Colorado that ran for, you ain't going to believe that I found this, but that ran for lieutenant governor is in fact a white guy in a black body. Is that real or is that satire? You find out this is a real headline, Dale.
Yeah, I know. I'm that tired. Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm lying. Okay. I just had to throw a curveball right away. That was like a balk, okay? I'm sorry.
That was good. I like that one.
All right.
Get
to the real headline from either a satire site or a real news site. Okay. Breaking news out of this is actually a headline, but I can't tell you if it's satire or real. You gotta have to guess that. Breaking news out of Colorado: a former running mate of Lieutenant Governor, or I'm sorry, of Governor, is a black transgender. Is that true, or is that satire?
Satire.
Actually, it's a true headline, and
what?
It comes out of Colorado NBC 15 out of Denver that claims that Daryl Gibbs is, in fact, transgender.
You are so stupid. They must have waited until I went out of town to print that one.
And here's what the article says. It says that he's actually, he identifies as a white man, even though he's black. That's what it says. I don't write these articles, Daryl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm laughing too hard. Y'all got me cracking up, right?
I'm just trying to start the radio show off on a, you know, one of those.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, did they really just go there? Oh, yeah, we just went there. And we don't stop. No. If you guys want to be all serious about this bullshit that's going on, you know what? We're going to joke about it a little bit, too. All right. In all seriousness, okay, we got the jokes out. Here's my first question to you, Daryl. Radical Tennessee Democrat throws tantrum after he is removed for leading insurrection in Tennessee House. He compares himself to founding fathers. Is that a real headline? Is that a real news story? Or is that satire? And I'll read it one more time for you. Radical Tennessee Democrat throws a tantrum after he is removed for leading an insurrection in Tennessee House. And he compares himself to founding fathers. Is that satire or is that a real news story?
That's a real news story.
Okay, you got a ball. Yeah, that's the real news story. That actually happened, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been paying attention, and when we do this little game, any real news story, whether Daryl gets it right or wrong, we want to touch, you know, just explain it to you just a little bit so you understand what is really happening in this country and how crazy these fucking people have gotten. So, yes. The Tennessee State House voted Thursday on whether to expel the three Democrat lawmakers for participating in an insurrection last week. The three lawmakers who participated were Representatives Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson. Christina Leella previously reported that deranged leftists invaded the state capitol last Thursday. The protests showed up demanding gun control after a transgender terrorist killed six Christians, including three children, at a private Christian school in Nashville. The insurrectionists screamed, "No action, no peace." Well, no shit. Yeah, you're going to Christian schools now and you're killing people. This is really what is going on. So one of their own, one of the people that believe in what these people are doing at the Tennessee State Capitol as far as gun control, with involving their mental illness, they go in and shoot three children. 9 years old, right around that age,
yep.
They go into a school and shoot them. And that transgender shooter had a manifesto, and the FBI knew about it. She's been planning, or he's been, whatever the fuck it is. They've been planning it for 3 months, and the FBI claims, we didn't know nothing about it. Oh, yeah. That's probably because the FBI hadn't infiltrated the transgender community in that area yet. Excuse me, and didn't have seven of their agents undercover in there trying to push them to do what they wanted them to do so they could frame a certain group of people like they did J6. And that's exactly what the FBI has done. They're lying about it. They're covering it up. You notice it was big news for about 2 or 3 days. But if that would have been a Trump supporter that had the hat on that said, "Hey, make America great again," We'd still be hearing about it on mainstream media. Mainstream media is lying to every one of you, and you don't even fucking know it yet because your heads are buried in the sand, and you're sleeping. You think just because, I can still live, I can afford to pay my bills, everything is just peachy keen. It's not, and it's about to get worse for you because, like I said earlier in the show, China, Russia, India, there's, I don't know, like 12 nations or more that are going away from the U.S. dollar. Once they do, and this country's through, it's already good. It's already through. But who are we kidding? Anyway, so we're going to touch on that. Anytime that there's a true headline, Daryl calls it, or whether he calls it or doesn't call it, we're going to touch on it. I inadvertently went on a rant there, but sorry, I do that on occasion. So anyway, Daryl's ahead of us right now. Excuse me. He got the first one right, which means he's got a ball. So he's got to get three more right, and then he wins the game. So we're going to go right to us. I kind of filled the gap there for Chris because he needed a little bit. He needed a minute. He wanted me to start, so I did that. And before we go to Chris, I want you all to know that you guys can call in tonight if you want, if you're listening. I got the cost. Sorry. We do have a guest call-in number, and we'll bring you live on air. You can say whatever you want. We're uncensored. Share your opinion. Share your thoughts. As long as you're not being a dick, yeah, we'll put you on. The guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And once you get through, you make sure, I know it doesn't tell ask you, but you have to press the number one once you get through. Because if you don't, I just think you're just here listening. So, again, that phone number is 516-387-1733. And, again, when you get through on a switchboard and you start hearing us over your phone, the radio show, just press number one. That will make sure it cues my switchboard that you want to get on air and ask a question or make a comment. So with that being said, since I'm a blabbermouth tonight, apparently, it's because I haven't been on the radio show as much as I want to be or need to be. But let's go to Chris. Chris, what do you got for a headline? Is it a headline or is it satire?
All right, here we go. Winding up here. Dylan Mulvaney to replace Laura Croft in the next Tomb Raider game.
Say that again.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Again.
Yeah, Dylan Mulvaney to replace Laura Croft in the next Tomb Raider game.
Satire.
Dylan Mulvaney, just in case you don't know who Dylan Mulvaney is, that's the transgender that Bud Light recently put on their beer cans and thought that was a good marketing idea.
That's true.
Yeah, that was satire. It was satire.
Yeah.
Oh! A swing and a mish.
I should have stayed to my original answer.
I'm just here to help, help the game move on.
What was that?
What? No, he said that's true.
Yeah, at first I said it's satire.
Are you guys even fucking here? Hello?
What?
Holy shit. Am I on the radio show by myself tonight or what? Jesus Christ. He said it was true, then you said it was whatever. Okay. I don't know where we're at. Who cares?
All right. That was a foul ball. Let's start all over. All right. I'm 1-0.
What the fuck?
Oh,
no wonder it's an empty coughing fit.
Good Lord.
Okay, so your story, was that true, Chris, or no?
No, that was satire. Totally satire.
Okay, so funny. Okay, so it was satire, but
right.
Daryl said it was true.
I heard him say satire.
I said satire.
Until I said Dylan Mulvaney, and then you switched your answer. So that was kind of like he swung. So we're going to look down at the first baseline and ask the umpire down there, did he swing? And, oh, the first base umpire has verified that you did swing, so that is a strike.
He's racist.
He's racist.
I want to give a quick update. I just deducted 50 points from Jeremy's social credit score. Go ahead, Jeremy.
We all know that I'm going to be locked in a little box in Town Square so people can piss and shit and spit on me when that shit rolls out. We already know that. I don't have a social credit score. I'm the example. Okay, so, boy, we just come right out of the box tonight, didn't we? Oh, boy.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
It's exactly. I mean, you got to look at Daryl as a man that is in a black body that identifies as a white man, and he's racist. So yeah, okay. I tell you what, this radio show. I don't know. We get more delinquent every week. Have you noticed that? We're getting out of control, and I think that's exactly the direction that we should have headed in the first place.
Yep.
Okay, let me find a good headline here. Okay. New footage released of Connecticut Democrat lawmakers' drunk driving crash and arrest.
Headline.
Real story?
Real story.
Okay, well, okay, you got that one. I picked a really bad one for that because I had nowhere to go. I was backed into a corner here with your racist remarks and your transgender, your homophobic comments, and, you know, I just had a quick grab one, you know. I mean, you backed me into a corner, Daryl. How dare you?
Hey, you know, hey, I'm a polar bear.
Okay. So
oh, my gosh.
Daryl got the first one, and we asked the first base umpire whether he got the second one, and he swung. He's racist. He swung, kind of, and he tried to back off because he was going to bunt, and then I explained something, and then he actually went through with the swing. So the first base umpire said, yes, he, in fact, did swing. So Daryl is a 1-2 right now. So he's got two more chances from Chris and me whether we can stump him. I mean, even though he kind of did know the second one, but the first base umpire, who's a racist, said, no, he did not. So.
you know, Jerry, it's so hard to maintain a good credit score. Like, you got to work and make money. You got to manage your money well, live within your means. With this whole social credit score thing, all you have to do is not piss off the government, and they will just give you a good credit score, and you're still going to have shitty credit.
Yep.
That's racist.
All right, how about a headline?
That is the most racist thing I have ever heard, Chris, because I identify as a rich person. So how dare you sit here and act like I am some kind of ghetto hood rat? How dare you?
All right. How about a headline? What's the count? I don't even remember. What's the count now?
Technically, Daryl is 0-3 right now. Well, I mean, we're losing. We're getting our ass kicked.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here's another headline. Is it real or is it satire? It's a shit show. Get away. I don't even want to talk to NBC. Excuse me. Epic. Carrie Lake dunk on NBC reporter.
Headline.
Damn it, man. It is a real headline.
Technically, 4-0. Fire! But the one you umpire is racist.
Daryl's racist.
You said I'm an eraser?
Well, you know what? Since there's a questionable count here because of the first baseman, umpire being a racist. I gotta bring one more headline into this. You can decide, Daryl, whether this is a headline or this is satire. Okay.
All right.
trans activists say drag in front of kids isn't happening, and also they will burn the state house down if you ban it.
All right, wait a minute. Say that again.
Trans activists say drag in front of kids isn't happening, and also they will burn the state house down if you ban it. Is that satire or is that a real news headline?
Satire.
Oh, shit. He is good tonight. That is satire. I mean, that's obvious.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, by the way, here's a real headline. Budweiser replaces Clydesdale horses with cows dressed as horses. Budweiser replaces Clydesdales with cows dressed as horses. No, that's sad.
That's satire. It's satire. That got me satire.
You gotta
love me
hell,
dude. You get me pissed off already.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I'm inside the truck stop.
Oh, I was like, what, were we in a dance club, or?
Were you inside the
now
truck
they,
stop?
They got quite the sound system here at the Huck down in Illinois here.
God, apparently. They got stripper poles in there, too, or what?
Oh, don't get that rumor started. Jesus, my wife already probably thinks I'm at a strip club.
Well, isn't that what you said you were at? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Carl. I'm kidding. No. I am kidding. But, okay, so we had our fun. We took a half hour, and we had our fun. And we try to do that a little bit more often on this show because the way our country is headed and life is headed in this country, I don't think people quite grasp what is about to happen in this country. You watch mainstream media, and you watch Republicans fighting against Democrats, and you watch Democrats fighting against Republicans, and you watch these politicians are acting like it's like we're watching a fucking second grade class of children unsupervised without any adult anywhere nearby. That's exactly what it's like watching our country right now. And let me add that a good majority of the world sees exactly what's happening here too, and they're laughing at us. And
yep.
I know you liberals will say, oh, that's because of Trump. No, it's because you're fucking brainwashed by the mainstream media that have convinced you that Trump is the devil. When in actuality, not only have you been lied to, but I've been lied to, and everybody else has been lied to, not only for decades, but I would say centuries. The history books, you read a history book, and it paints this rosy picture of who Abraham Lincoln was, and it paints a pretty picture of who this one or that one was. In actuality, they took away your constitutional republic a long time ago through lawyers that use words to dictate what your freedom means. And I can prove that. I just was messaged the other day from an associate. I'm not going to put out their name. But they told me to go and look at a certain person on Rumble. And I know, right away, people are like, oh, yeah, so you can get your news off of Rumble. Listen, assholes, I'm not the one that is going to mainstream media and getting my truth off of mainstream media anymore. I haven't for 2 years. Maybe that should tell you something. I have literally not watched mainstream media for over 2 years. So how the hell would I know what's going on in current event-wise if I haven't watched mainstream media for 2 years? Oh, you mean you do your own independent research? Yes, I do. So let me give you a name, and I want you to write this down. Like me and Chris have always said before Daryl joined us, and now that Daryl's here, we're all going to say it. We're going to lead you in a direction. You don't have to take our word for it. I'm going to share my opinion, my thoughts, and anything else. And you can believe me, or you can call me a liar. I really don't give a shit. And if you don't want to ever want to listen to this show again, that's your loss, not mine. I'm going to tell you certain things. I'm going to lead the horse to the water. Whether you drink the water, that's your business, not mine. I don't give two fucks anymore. I used to care what people thought. I used to care what people thought about me. But when I, how do I put this? When I started doing my own independent research and started digging deep into shit and getting leads from this one or that one and started looking into things a little bit more than I ever had in my whole life, I realized that your opinion of me is your business. I don't care. So now that you got your pen and paper ready, and I went off on my little tangent there, which I do on occasion, quite often, write this name down. His name is David Lester Straight, Straight. David Lester Straight. You go to Rumble, and I want you to go to the search bar, and you search that name, and I want you to go watch at least one of his videos, if not all of them. But I'm assuming that if you really give a shit about this country, that after you watch the first one, you're going to want to watch the rest of them. Because I've watched the first one, and I haven't had time to get back to watch the rest of them, but I can guarantee you that I will. Here's the other thing. I told this person that called me today, this was through a messenger a couple days, three, 4 days ago. But he called me today, this guy. And as we were talking, I told him, I said, do you remember not too long ago when I was anti-Trump? I hated Trump. I hated Donald Trump was the biggest piece of shit that I've ever seen in my life or ever. I hated it. I hated Donald Trump. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, now, can you imagine that you would be talking to the same guy that thought that way 2 years later and has Donald Trump 2024 plastered all over his social media and does nothing but support Donald Trump? He goes, I would have never thought in a million years. Not in a million years. And he asks, so how did you get to that point? And when you just stop for a second, because we've all been brainwashed. We've all been programmed. But if you stop for 1 second, just stop with your bullshit. Stop with your fucking stupid beliefs, like my stupid beliefs. Because I don't have beliefs anymore. I have what I see and what I know and what I don't know. And what I don't know is what I try to find out. Before, I had a hatred for somebody. And I had a question asked me one day. Why do you hate him? Because he's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's a xenophobic. He's a every single fucking mainstream media point that was brought out. Every one of them. That's why I hated him. And then this person, when I changed, would give me examples. They showed me things. Well, he didn't really say that. That's what the media said he said, but they only showed you half the clip. Or he really didn't do that. This is what he really did. The media only showed you half the clip. And something clicked in my head when I was down in Washington, D.C. in May of 2020. We had a protest down there. We had over 200 trucks that sat on Constitution Avenue at any given time for 3 straight weeks. I was down there, I don't know, the fifth or sixth day, and two guys in suits came out about 8 o'clock at night, starting to rain out. And they said, who's responsible for this? And I thought, well, shit. I'm going to jail. And looking back at it now, I want you to understand something. Why would the first thing in my head, why would I think that I was going to jail for peacefully protesting? Why? Because that is what mainstream media has done to all of you and the government, federal government. They have made you scared of them. they have made you scared of the system. But let's get back to the story. I said, I am. And the second guy in suit was Secret Service, and he pulled a bag, a big, 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 huge bag from behind his back. And it had a presidential seal on it, and it had dozens and dozens and dozens of hats in it, like baseball hats that said USA, Make America Great Again, all sorts of hats. And he said, President Trump sees you, he hears you, and he supports you, and he wants you to know that he loves you. And I was a Trump hater at that point. May of 2020, about, I don't know, May 5th of 2020? That's how recent it is that I woke up. And I thought, at that time, I'm like, why a sitting United States president, like, just gave us a gift? Why would he do that? He's like the devil. The mainstream media told me so. I mean, in my head, I was thinking that. So it blew my mind. It baffled me. But then next day or day later, he had to go to the Lincoln Memorial to do a speech. And I remember standing out in the street along with, I don't know, 50 to 100 other people with our signs, you know, help the truckers and blah, 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 you know, whatever the truck, you know, the sign said. And his convoy went by, whatever you call it, and Secret Service, and it's a sight to see. I watched Marine One fly in numerous times at a D.C. over the Washington Monument. It's something that every American should see and experience. And it gave me a sense of patriotism that I knew I had, but it really just lit a fire up under my ass. And I paid attention to everything that happened and how Secret Service treated us and how the D.C. Metro Police treated us. Everybody treated us really, really, really well. They welcomed us. And I'm getting to a point here, but I want you to understand the gist of it. I left D.C. Before the protest was over because I couldn't afford to be there, because I do everything that I've done out of my own pocket. I've never asked for donations. I've never asked for anything. I left D.C., and 2 days after I left, Trump sent out a bag, a presidential seal, a bag of Hershey Kisses with the presidential seal on it to every single truck that was on Constitution Avenue. Not one truck was missed. And then I started watching videos of him with these dirtbag politicians and bureaucrats where he said, we have to help the truckers. And the one guy started laughing, and Trump looked up from his notepad, and he said, I'm being serious. We need to help the truckers. And the guy got real serious all of a sudden. That's what Washington, D.C. thinks about, not only truckers, but all of you. Just so you all know, D.C. is filled with scumball, dirtbag. I'm trying to keep it clean here, ladies and gentlemen. The people that you cheer on, that you see on the news, that the news tries to gaslight you into believing has your best interests in mind, are the very same fucking dirtbags that are stealing out of your fucking family's pocket and making you suffer and live paycheck to paycheck every fucking week. Every week. If I hear one more person, and I've got relatives, I have friends, that Donald Trump is the worst thing that this country has ever seen. They forget to remember that they were just paying $1.50 for a gallon of gas over 2 years ago. They forget that they could actually go into the grocery store and buy $50 worth of groceries that would last them 2 weeks, not 2 days. They forget that we were energy independent for the first time in decades. And now we have a president that can't put a sentence together. Number two, he's begging OPEC to increase oil production. OPEC gave him the big middle finger and said, go fuck yourself. Now they're cutting oil production. Our gas prices are going to go through the roof here very shortly. The current president is looking to sign off, give the World Health Organization a signature on a treaty without Congress or Senate approval, saying that the World Health Organization has the say when the next pandemic hits, that the United States and everybody else in the world, including Canada and everywhere else, will have to abide by the World Health Organization health guidelines, which means if they say you need to be vaccinated, it's mandatory, you have to go by that. Where the fuck does the Constitution go? You don't. None of you know that, do you? Like, you literally voted for a fucking tyrant that sits in office right now that is willing to sign away your constitutional rights to the World Health Organization, which is run by none other than who? Daryl, do you want to pop in here? Who do you think the World Health Organization is run by?
Bill China, Gates. Which don't like black people anyway.
Bill Gates and China. There you go. And guess who they are closely associated with? The World Health, the World Economic Forum. And guess who their financial partners are? Let me help you out here. If you got your pen and paper yet, let me help you. And by the way, this is all recorded, so you can come back and listen to the show in case you missed it. But I'm going to say it twice, just in case you don't have your pen and paper ready. Go to WEF Forum, weforum.org. weforum.org. That's World Health or World Economic Forum.org. weforum.org. And go down, scroll down, look through all their little bullshit things that make everything look like it's utopia. But you go down to the bottom and it says, hey, Who's your partners in all of this? The stuff that you're trying to achieve, Agenda 2030, where you won't own a car by the year 2030. You won't own anything, and you'll be happy, according to Klaus Schwab. But who's their financial partners? You go look at that list. It's classified A, B, C, D, all the way through the alphabet. Here's one that really I thought was kind of interesting. That every single one of the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, BioNTech, every fucking one of them, every one of them are financial partners of the World Economic Forum, including Coca-Cola, Pepsi, hell, basically all your credit cards, Walmart, every one of them, all these big corporations, the big corporations have ganged up, they have gotten together. And now you're seeing a big kids club called the World Economic Forum that are about to come after you. Well, they're not about to. They are coming after you and your families. You just don't know it because they've got you so busy working, living paycheck to paycheck, or chasing after Tommy and Jane going to soccer and basketball that you don't have time to research shit. And they've made it so your life is so convenient that you just think that everything is fine. You don't even want to stop and research things. You don't think that anything's going on behind your back. You don't realize that we are being attacked from within, worldwide. Whether you live in the United States, Canada, Mexico, doesn't matter. We are being attacked from within. And if you think I'm full of shit, go to the World Economic Forum's webpage, weforum.org. It's all right there. It's all cut and dry. If some of that stuff that they put out there is like, oh, well, that kind of reminds me of something. Oh, do you think? Right now in Canada, they got 15-minute cities going up all over. All over. What's a 15-minute city, you say? A 15-minute city is where you could actually go. You have to live wherever you live. Everything that you need, your job, your food, everything you need is within a 15-minute radius, walking radius of where you live, bike ride or walking. And if you leave that without permission, your social credit score goes down. That's what Chris was talking about earlier. Now, what you ask, well, what is that? A social credit score is something that they give you. If you follow along with their rules and their regulations, you're allowed certain amenities. You're allowed to go out of your apartment or house for 2 or 3 hours a day or whatever they think is okay. When you go to the grocery store, they're going to have digital IDs, digital money, and social credit scores. If you buy more than your allotted meat or dairy product or whatever, the door to that product will not open up. They're already doing it in Canada. Like literally, they're doing it in Canada as we speak. Does that sound like freedom to you? Oh, but hey, don't worry, Donald Trump ain't tweeting out mean shit and hurt your fucking feelings now, is he? And if you don't like that I swear, I don't care. And you know why? Because I have tried to watch my demeanor throughout the years, and I don't want to offend anybody, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. But you know what? Fuck your feelings at this point. If you're too fucking stupid to not understand what's going on, I don't care. You put me on the fucking Titanic with you. I don't want to be on the Titanic with you. If you're too fucking dumb to know that this boat that we're in is going to hit an iceberg, and you're too dumb to get off of it, then fuck you. Go. I don't care. Let me off. I don't want to be on the ship with you. Why do you make me stay on the ship with you? I don't want to be on the ship with you. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell. I can get more in depth into it, but I just went off for about 15 minutes because I felt the need to, because I've read some of the people's comments on social media, still sticking up for Bud Light and this Dylan Mulvaney dipshit on these fucking Bud Light cans pushing transgenderism. They're fucking grooming your children for pedophilia, you dumb motherfuckers, and you're cheering it on because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You truly are a bunch of dipshits. Ignorant, dumb motherfuckers that don't take the time to look what's happening around you. And if that hurts your feelings, get out the fucking radio show and don't ever come back. I don't care. I'm here to tell you the truth. And I am a little bit vulgar about it. Yes, I am. Well, could I be nicer about it? I could, but I've tried that. And you know where it got me? It got me to where I'm still on the fucking Titanic with you dipshits, riding along, and I see the iceberg, and you're all smiling there listening to the fucking violins, eating your fucking whatever you're eating, drinking your coffee from Starbucks. It's fucking stupid. I don't know. Daryl, let me take a breath.
Okay.
What do you think about everything I just said, Daryl?
Man, everything what you said is right on point, you know. And all of a sudden, I'm just going to say this. You know, I like Trump. You know, his policies are on point. Anybody and everybody knows this. But some of you little idiotic people who get your feelings hurt over stupid shit, you don't want to understand that. But I'm telling you right now, they're doing all this stuff that they're doing right with all this crap that's going on, this transgender, kids acting like little Furbies and all this other bullshit. You understand that they're letting you have your way, because when they take over on the World Forum, all this shit that you're doing, they're not going to tolerate it, and they're building up little areas where they can go ahead and put you there, and they want us to be fighting each other, because while we're fighting each other and over this stupid bullshit that's going on, they're slowly doing this world order. Where you will have no rights. They will take over your bank account and all this other stuff that's going on, and then all of a sudden you're going to wake up one morning, and I don't care if you're transgender, I don't care if you're gay, I don't care if you don't like white people, I don't care if you don't like black people or you don't like Chinese people, you're going to wake up, and all of a sudden your fucking rights are gone. Trudeau, that little tyrant who acts like a little Biden, he is slowly taking away all their rights over in Canada. And what's going on is it's coming to a point that people who hunt to get food, it's coming to a point where he's trying to take their long guns so they can't go hunting anymore. Canada, this man Trudeau, he worships China and is welcoming them there. We have people in the United States right now, and we'll talk about, I think it's Michigan, that is welcoming China in to go ahead and make these batteries for your electric cars, for that you people think you're so American about. They want them to make the batteries for your electric car, but the only people that can be around it is the people of the Republic of China. So therefore, they're going to have a police station there. Do you folks really understand what's going on? You look at these like Red Dawn and all that, and China's coming in and, you know, trying to take over what they're doing, and China is smart. They look at things in the long haul, not the self-gratification bullshit that we've grown up with now with you newbies, that they're looking at like, you know what, let's slowly work our way around. And what they're doing, they're trying to get Canada. They're slowly trying to migrate into Mexico. Next thing you know, they're going to have the United States surrounded. They're trying to go ahead and get their little police stations here in the United States. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're just going to be law enforcement for just that little area? They're going to be able to ship things in. And when they decide that they're like enough is enough and they want to take over the United States, they're going to try to take it from the outside and from within, because we have greedy people that are in our legislative. You know, these people need to be gone. And unfortunately, like the governor of Michigan, she shouldn't even be there. A lot of these people that are here that's supposed to be representing us in the United States, they shouldn't even be part of it. We need to start voting in people who are just regular working-ass people who love the United States, who love our kids, and say enough is enough, instead of constantly voting for these people who are career politicians, and these people who are lawyers who don't give a shit about you. Me personally, am I going to run again in Colorado? You fuck damn straight I am. And I'm going to talk just like this because people are tired of people not being real. I love Colorado. I love our United States. I'm in the military because why? Because I believe in the United States. And I'd be damned if I'm going to sit back and let these spoiled, idiotic people take away my rights, take away my gun rights without putting up a fight. And the rest of y'all need to start thinking about this, about all this crap that you're doing where it's all about you. Okay, but one day you're going to have to look at your neighbor and say, we're going to have to band together to defend ourselves, because it's going to get that way if we continue to walk down this path with our eyes closed. This bullshit of racism is a bunch of shit. And the reason I'm going to say that, and one thing I like about the station, I can speak as myself. There's a station in Colorado, I can't truly speak the way I want to because you'll get censored. Because all of a sudden I said the ass word, and next thing you know, I was off. I'm not going to say the radio station, but y'all know what it is. But point being is this. You know, last night I helped out this trucker. His belt was busted. His battery was shot. He was stuck in the bay. I took the time out after I got unloaded, truck, got him started so at least he will be able to get out of the bay so other truckers can get there, get off the scale, put his truck to the side, so then the next day he can go find a belt. That put me where I wasn't able to make my the place where I have to wash out in time. Now, this dude is from Canada. I took the time out, and I don't regret it. I took the time out to help him, even though it might have disconvenienced me a little bit. But the point being is I took the time out to help out somebody. We need to start doing that. We've got to away from that. It's too much of me. And now you guys are crying about President Trump because he says mean tweets. I'll tell you what, at least the man loved the United States, and he's trying to make things better. He sees what's going on, but you people are so much on crying and whining about bullshit things that he says. And granted, sometimes he just needs to shut the hell up. But all in all, we were a lot better off than this tyrant that we have here that's really somebody else is pulling the strings, constantly getting screwed. OPEC does not want to deal with the United States. And we got so much oil here.
Did you say that somebody else is pulling the strings?
Yes, I did.
Like, who do you think is pulling the strings? Who do you think is pulling the strings?
You have the Obamas. You have George
Obama? Wait. Do you think Obama is really behind pulling the strings for Biden, the guy that can't complete a sentence? Do you? Because let me just tell you guys something. In case you haven't noticed, that Obama and his family are going to relocate to Kenya in June. And whoever that is, mute your mic. Hey, mute your mic. Holy fuck, dude. Okay, that was Daryl. Okay, I just muted Daryl's mic. He's got to get used to muting his mic when he gets out in the wind like that. Obama is relocating to Kenya in June, ladies and gentlemen. Why? He claims that he's an American-born citizen. He was born in Hawaii, right? Not true. He was a Kenyan-born. He was groomed by the people that we've been warning you about. He's a communist. He's a socialist. And he has been installed to destroy this country from within, in my opinion. I've got stuff that I could share with you, just I can't share with you on here. But, Chris, did you want to weigh in on what we're talking about right now before I put Daryl's mic back on? I don't want to put Daryl's mic back on if he sounds like he's in a fucking tornado wind tunnel test.
Yeah, I'm going to step outside here real quick. It's a little bit noisy where I'm at. But, yeah, so while you were on your tirade, Daryl and I actually met up in the parking lot of the truck stop and took a picture and posted it to our Facebook page for the radio show. So if anybody wants to check that out. Yeah, it just so happened our paths were crossing today. So we stopped and said hi to each other. And we laughed and we made fun of you while you were going and dropping F-bombs. It was pretty cool. But yeah, so I'm going to weigh in on this whole BRICS thing that's going on, because the BRICS countries is what they're called: Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, now kind of being joined, it sounds like, by Saudi Arabia and Turkey. They're in the process right now of creating their own reserve currency for trade that they are going to use. Now, the global reserve currency right now is the United States dollar, has been like for the longest time, which is what keeps the value of our dollar propped up after we moved away from the gold standard, right? When we no longer had our currency backed by gold, we went to, they call it the petrol dollar now, basically. It's kind of backed by our position in the oil trade. So if one country wants to sell a bunch of oil to another country, they each have to basically abandon their currencies, and they have to make that international trade by acquiring U.S. dollars to complete that trade. And that helps to keep our U.S. currency value up. So what's happening now is the BRICS countries are getting together, and they're going to decide which one of their currencies they think is the most stable, and they're going to use that. They're going to use that and create their own trading alliance. They're going to move away from using the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency. And when that happens, the U.S. dollar is going to instantly devalue. And when I say devalue, I want you to think in terms of global trade. So all those goods that we buy from another nation, from other nations, we have a good trade value with our dollar. Well, after they move away from, once we lose that status as a global reserve currency, it ain't going to be worth what it used to be. So now, instead of dollar for a dollar, so to speak, in a currency trade, it might be 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 when we go to buy a shipment of goods from China or wherever. Which, guess what that's going to do? It's going to push up the cost of those items that we have to import massively. Basically, we're setting the stage for hyperinflation. So I want you to imagine, when I say hyperinflation, practically overnight, over the course of a couple weeks, let's talk about $20 a gallon gasoline. Let's talk about, you know, $30 a pound for chicken. Okay? All of a sudden, you know, getting the ingredients from the grocery store you need to make one meal for a family of five, you're walking out of the store spending $150, $200, okay, overnight, faster than things can keep up. That begins the avalanche effect, because after that, no one has disposable income. Everybody stops buying things. Supplies that businesses need to run their business skyrocket. They can't keep up with operating costs. Nobody's buying anything. Mass unemployment, yeah, hyperinflation, mass unemployment, really, really bad. So you're talking like a repeat of the Great Depression, but it's going to be on steroids. It's going to be basically Venezuela. Some crazy people have been trying to tell people this was coming, that this was the next step after the destabilization phase that we just went through in 2020 and 2021. That 3 years ago was telling people that this was going to be the result of the huge deficits that we were driving up, that it was going to lead to hyperinflation. Well, I don't remember what that crazy guy's name was that kept going on Facebook Live and trying to tell people. Oh, yeah, it was Bikerson, some Bikerson dude. He kept telling people, and everybody said he was crazy. But that's the direction we're heading, and we're not talking about a short time period. We're talking relatively quick. Saudi Arabia right now is looking to move to the BRICS reserve currency once it is put in place as its unit of trade on you know, out there in the oil markets. And when that happens, that's the rug pull. Everything crashes. And that's what scares me even more about the fact that all of a sudden the Federal Reserve is creating this central bank digital currency called FedNow. They are literally getting a digital currency in place and ready to roll out because they know the crash is coming. They tell you everything's fine. They tell you this is just so you can get instant payments and, ooh, instant gratification, right? Let's just tell everybody that everything's fine and then promise them some instant gratification. Americans are dumb, and they'll buy that. And unfortunately, we are dumb, and we do buy that. At least the overwhelming majority of our population does. So, yeah, a federal digital bank currency, right at the timing of when basically all the indicators are is that the U.S. dollar is about to go to shit. And yeah, I'm just going to put it out there right now. The crash is coming. It's going to crash hard. And the only life raft they're going to throw you is to go and register for the U.S. central bank digital currency, at which point they will own you. Because you give the federal government at that point direct control over your entire financial portfolio, every transaction you are able to do. They can cut off your finances at any time for whatever reason they deem necessary. Sure, they'll call it hate speech. It may have just been, you know, I don't think the economy is going so good. I feel like, you know, the Democrats have kind of wrecked everything. Oh, that's hate speech. Minorities are Democrats, so you're being racist. So that was hate speech. So we're gonna cut off your access to funds because you're a racist. You're an extremist. And yeah, that's where we're heading. Bikerson told you so.
Well, and you know, Chris, here's one of the things too that people don't understand is I've said this a million times on this radio show and beyond that I've been banned off of social media platforms numerous times. Everybody knows that. And everybody, well, that's because you spread conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories, the word actually conspiracy, was brought to you by the CIA. It's a psyop that's been going on for many, many, many years, probably before JFK was assassinated. If you notice, back when we were kids, as we were growing up, every time they talked about JFK being assassinated, they talked about conspiracy theories, the grassy knoll. That was a term that they put out there to make people like myself and Chris and Daryl make us look like we're crazy or we're nuts. When in actuality, a conspiracy theory, now that I know what's going on in the world, is short for, hey, they're trying to tell you the truth. We're going to silence them and censor them. But they're conspiracy theorists. That's what they are. And here's another thing I want you to understand about Chris being on this show. Me and Chris knew each other before, obviously, before the Disrespected Trucker radio show. I met him at the Capitol in St. Paul during a trucker protest, and throughout the last couple of years, we talked here and there, and you know, I don't know, we were friends on Facebook or whatever you want to say, but I started watching some of the things that he said. He's very well-versed and very intelligent when it comes to our history and certain aspects of our history. And when I was presented with this radio show platform on blogtalkradio.com, I did the first show with the guy that gave me this platform so I could get used to doing it. And I called Chris, I think the very next day, I said, Chris, do you want to be my co-host on here? Because I knew Chris was very well-versed in a lot of the things that I talk about. And Chris was like, hell yeah, man. And, you know, as with everything that everybody does in life, you go through rough patches, and me and Chris did. We talked about it. We get through things, and we added Daryl, we added Kim, and we have a radio show, in my opinion, that we – Daryl has – let me just go through this for a second before we get – I want to get to this topic, but Daryl ran for lieutenant governor of Colorado, so he has political connections. He knows people, and one of the Congress people is in – let me just put his mic back on here. Oh, Chris is back. Oh, shit.
I'm here.
Oh, you are. So Chris shut his own mic off, I'm assuming. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, who is that congresswoman that calls in, she has on occasion?
Brandy Bradley,
yes, thank you. It was right on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't get it out. But Daryl, okay, here's another thing about Daryl, and I hate bringing race shit into things, but that's our society today. Everything's got to be about this, or it's got to be that. It's not. We're people. We all bleed red. But here's the facts. Daryl ran for lieutenant governor of Colorado. Daryl is a black man. Daryl has served his country. Daryl has been a police officer. Daryl is a truck driver. Daryl brings a certain aspect of the show that is very valuable to what we talk about because he's got the experience. Chris, let's go to Chris. Chris has been a police officer. Chris has been involved with a biker club. Chris has been involved with numerous different things in his life, including also now being a truck driver. And what am I? Who is this guy? I didn't start standing up until, I believe, 2017, 2018. I met Chris at the Capitol in St. Paul. That's where I met Chris. And ever since then, I've been to 3 state capitals. I've been to D.C. a couple different times. I did a slow roll in Pembina, North Dakota, up to the border to support our Canadian friends against Band-Aids. I've been to the St. Paul Capitol again 2 different times for different reasons, standing up for different reasons. I've been to Joplin, Missouri, and done a slow roll. I've stood up, and everything that I've done has been on my own dime. Everything that I've done has been on my own dime every time. So if you think I'm in it for the fame, if you think I'm in it for the money, you're dead wrong. I'm in it because I believe in this country. I'm a patriot, and I love this country, and I want to save this country because I see things that are happening right now that will eventually end this country if we don't get more people to stand up. And if you're too big of a pussy to stand up, I want you to sit back and shut up. I don't want to hear your criticism because you have no right to criticize me because you don't have the balls enough to do what I've done or what Daryl's done or what Chris has done. That's the bottom line. Now, just a little under an hour left. I want to get into the subject of the indictment of Donald Trump. And I'm going to let Chris and Daryl weigh in on this, too. I'm going to share my thoughts on this. So the DA, Alvin Bragg from New York State, he ran his campaign based off of that he's going to get Donald Trump because the media and the deep state and the George Soros-funded rats in this country have convinced you, they have gaslit you and fed you propaganda and brainwashed you into believing that Donald Trump is the devil. Well, if you get into it and you really start looking, I was surprised to find out a couple years ago, too, that Donald Trump is not, in fact, the devil. Ever since then, I am now followed on Twitter by an ex-president of the United States of America, a person that I used to despise and hate. I am followed by numerous congressmen, senators, because they know that I know that I was brainwashed and I woke up, and they know what I'm talking about. The indictment of Donald Trump over something that happened prior to his presidency involving hush money And everybody's like, good. Throw him in jail. We need him in prison. I want him behind bars. I want If this was such a violation of the law, if this was so horrible, why the fuck didn't they go after him when he supposedly lost the 2020 election, which I don't believe he did. I do believe there was cheating going on, in my opinion. He watched Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. It's pretty cut and dry. And the media, when that come out, they just try to discredit that. It's not possible to track people off their cell phones. Oh, really? Because I've seen numerous investigations where they've solved crimes by doing the exact same thing, geo-tracking. So don't let the media lie to you anymore. Wake up and think for yourselves, for fuck's sake. But here's what's going to happen. This Alvin Bragg is doing the dirty work for the Democrats, along with the FBI and the CIA, just like they did with JFK, except they're not going to kill the United States president yet. They set it up in New York State where they have liberal judges bought and paid for by George Soros, along with prosecutors and DAs like Alvin Bragg, paid for by George Soros. He's not being represented by his peers. He's being persecuted by his enemy. And they're going to go through this whole process, charge him with 30 counts of a felony counts of whatever you want to call it. If this was so bad, they would have prosecuted. They would have had this case already set in stone when he exited office in 2020. But they didn't. They waited to see if he would announce that he's running to be president in 2024. They thought that this guy, Donald J. Trump, wouldn't have the balls enough to try and run for the presidency of the United States government after everything that they fucking threw at him for four straight years and beyond. They thought that guy, no person in his right mind or her right mind would ever think to even try to run for office after what we threw at them. And Donald Trump come out and said, fuck you, I'm running. And then you go on, you know, with Carrie Lake, the whole thing going on in Arizona. That's very provable. And I'm not going to get into that tonight. Unfortunately, I don't have the time. I want to stay with Donald Trump. When you guys all, not you guys, but people sit back and you cheer on a president, a sitting United States president being booted off of social media, a sitting United States president or ex-president being prosecuted, which is obviously political persecution because they do not want him in office again. And now we have foreign governments saying that they have lost all respect for the United States, that our foreign policy doesn't mean shit. You are cheering on the demise of this country, and you don't even know it because that's how brainwashed you are. That's how brainwashed you are. This is not good for this country. Now, listen, if Donald Trump was really guilty of something horrible, then you know what? We have to prosecute him. But what is he guilty of? What is he so guilty of that you want to see him spend the rest of his life in prison for? Because his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid $130,000 to an ex-porn star. By the way, she made a tweet yesterday or 2 days ago. You guys all say that being a cum dumpster is bad. I don't see nothing wrong with being a cum dumpster when my beautiful man is on top of me. That's who you're supporting? Are you fucking retarded? Excuse my language, but really, are you? Are you stupid? That's what she said. That's what you're supporting. $130,000 payoff. What happened to Paula Jones? Didn't Clinton pay off? Oh, that's different. That's different. Oh, how about John Edwards that paid off his mistress that he got pregnant? Oh, but that's different, right? That's different. You're hypocrites, and you're listening to the mainstream media. They're steering you in a direction to follow their narrative and their agenda, and you're buying into it hook, line, and sinker. I'm not dumb, and I don't believe a lot of you are. I just think you're brainwashed. But on that note, I've said my piece on that. Daryl, why don't you share your thoughts on that?
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, his charges, if anything, they're misdemeanors, which I don't even – this has happened before he even ran for president, which is stupid. You know, you have Biden and his kid, what he has done, no one's saying anything. You know, and you brought up a good point about the Clintons. You know, but you have, again, you have people that are so brainwashed that they don't even understand what the hell is going on. And then now we have people that's overseas that used to sit back and look at the United States as being a strong superpower. Now they're looking at us weak because we have a weak individual who is running the United States. And it's just coming to a point that, folks, you need to start opening up your eyes. This mess that you all are going through, that they're playing with you. The Biden and administration and all these other people are laughing. And for them to bring in and everything is ties together, but for some reason you guys aren't picking this up. You know, right now they are going against Donald Trump because he does speak up for America. You may not agree with a lot of things that the man says. I don't agree with a lot of things that he says. But that man, he is looking after the United States. He is looking after working people. He's doing a lot better job than what Biden has ever done. There is no way that we should be begging OPEC for oil. President Trump already proved that the United States can handle its own. But if you notice, once he was relinquished from the president of the United States, all of a sudden, all this bullshit started showing up, and now we have people who are in our Congress who are undermining America. They're undermining America, people. They're undermining you too. And you have George Soros. That name, George Soros, for all you folks that was running around with a group of Black Lives Matter, and you're talking about this and that of the white man and all that. George Soros is white. He sat back and funded all this mess, helped fund Black Lives Matter, helped fund to go ahead and do the riots, but then we turn around and we burn down our own cities. But you're calling that racial justice? That doesn't make any kind of damn sense. Just like we're leading all the way up to where we're at right now. And I do believe, and I always said the election was tampered with. If you look at what was going on, I do believe there was a lot of cheating going on. They already proved it. The movie 20 Mules already proved it. But all of a sudden, we don't want to listen to it because some of you are going to get your feelings hurt. And really, I don't give a shit if your feeling does get hurt. Because, you know, in reality, when the shit hits the fan and we go into this new world order, all this freedom that we have is going to be gone. This digital banking account, what they're looking at, is they will control what you buy, where you buy it. If you say something that is stupid, they have a right to go ahead and take money from you. That's where we're heading. You have a person that does not, and Donald Trump, he does not believe in that. He believes that we ought to be able to be free people, be able to have our businesses, be able to go ahead and raise our family instead of working two or three jobs, working so much that we can't even hardly afford groceries, and then you have to pick between should I get groceries, should I get gas, should I get groceries, or should I get medication, should I get gas, or should I get medication. We're at that point. We have not been there since the Great Depression. So, folks, you got to get off your butt. I'm sorry about that. You got to get off your butt and start looking at the whole picture. Instead of just what pleases me, because sooner or later what pleases you, you will have no freedom at all. And we're telling you, the only thing you have to do is just take a moment and sit back and look at the progression that we have went through since Donald Trump was not president. We have not gotten better. We have gotten worse. And these people are in power. They're bold enough. They're doing things to take away your rights. As for the gun control issue, it's a bunch of bullshit. You know, we have a people problem. We have a mental problem. We're not addressing it. But we want to go ahead and go after an inanimate object. And but you people cheer it on. And I don't get it. You get your rights slowly taken away from you. You're cheering that on. I don't get that. We're the United States of America. We have the Constitution. We have the amendment. How come we're not abiding by that? But we're giving in to the few over stuff that is perverted, that is not natural, and that is unethical. We have 75% of the family, especially the families that don't have men into the household anymore. But yet, we continue on down this path. How come we're not figuring this out? We have a serious mental issue problem that's going on in the United States, but we have the Democratic Party, along with Biden and with his dumbass, they're sitting back and trying to normalize this. I'm going to fight, just like Jamie is going to, just like Chris, just like a lot of people in Colorado is going to. We're going to start standing up and fighting. I hope you people start doing the same, because once the United States, once our freedom is done, there is no safe haven anywhere in this world. Why do you think everybody is trying to come over here? Because we have rights and we have freedoms. We have a right for people who haven't went to school to be able to form their own business and take care of their families. You tell me where else in the United States that you can do that. I mean, where else in the world other than the United States that you can do that? You can't. So, folks, get your head out of your asses. And let's start seeing what's going on in the real world.
And listen, you know, Daryl just brought up a point about Governor Whitmer in Michigan allowing a Chinese company in there that's going to supply our EV batteries and allowing them to have a certain acreage where it is completely Chinese controlled with a Chinese police station. I bet a lot of you don't even know that on our southern border right now, anywhere between 30 and 70 Chinese nationals come across that border that are being caught every single day, that are being caught. I don't know how many are not being caught. If you don't think this country is under attack right now and it's being attacked from within, from the very person, if you're a Biden supporter or a Biden voter, that's what you did. You did this because you're uninformed and you're lazy and you don't want to understand what this cocksucker has done his whole career. He's done nothing but try to ruin this country. And this isn't coming from a guy that you want to call a conservative, Republican, whatever you want to call. I don't give a fuck what you call me. Joe Biden has spent his whole career in politics gaining contacts, gaining everything that he has as a foreign policymaker and holder and being involved in government. He's made contacts worldwide, and he, right on C-SPAN, hell, he he told the Ukraine back, I don't know, under Obama when he was vice president, that if they didn't help with his son, Hunter Biden, that he's not going to give them the money that they wanted from the United States. And he said it right on C-SPAN. By God, they fired the prosecutor. That's who you voted for. What? Okay, so you didn't vote for Trump because you didn't he talked down to somebody. Did he try to steal from them? Did he try to blackmail them? Nope. That's what Biden did. Right live on C-SPAN. I've seen the video numerous times. But the mainstream media has this addiction to whataboutisms, and they'll go right back to, well, yeah, but what about the time that Trump did this? What about the, yeah. Let's not ever take responsibility for what your candidate did. Chris, I see you're back on a mic. Do you want to add, weigh in on our conversation here, brother?
Yeah, I'm kind of bouncing in and out here so I can keep broadcasting. Okay, let me just point this out. You know, Daryl talked about the gun thing, and I'm just going to throw this out there. They're not coming after guns for public safety. Okay, get that out of your head. I don't care what you think about guns. They need to disarm the public because they're planning to do some shit you'd shoot them for. and that point blank period. If you don't understand that, you're way behind the Powerball. Okay, so just to get that whole point done. The problem with people, and it's people on both sides, both the right and the left, they can't see beyond what it is they're looking at, okay? There's an old cliche. They call it, you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Basically, you're so busy scope locked on one tree, you don't realize there's a whole damn forest behind it, right? And so people just, they go by their whim. So let's look at the conservatives. In 2016, Donald Trump, lock her up. I'm going to lock her up. Conservatives rallied. Yeah, let's lock her up. People in the middle, moderates like me, said, you know, as much as I dislike Hillary, I don't like the idea that the incoming party starts arresting the outgoing party. Because once we do that, we just became a third world country. We just became a banana republic. We just set the stage for the downfall of society, right? Now, what do you see? People are like, well, I don't like Donald Trump, so I think he should be arrested because I don't like him, and I think he should be arrested. Again, they're so scope locked on seeing Donald Trump in handcuffs or convicted, they don't see what's behind that when it happens, because now what are we seeing, right? Now we're seeing that a Florida grand jury is looking, or has, I haven't had a chance to look too much into the article, they're looking to indict Joe Biden on some charges. So, oh, wow, well, this is a really good stage. I mean, I'm sorry, if you didn't imagine that red states would start arresting Democrat politicians as soon as blue states started arresting red state politicians, I'm sorry, you are a moron. Why in God's name would you not think that would be the natural reaction? And then once you start that whole game, how long is it before we just completely destruct as a society? God, people, pull your heads out of your collective asses. This is embarrassing. Both sides are sitting here like a bunch of brain-dead, air-headed cheerleaders cheering on the absolute destruction of what was once a great powerhouse in this world and the beacon of freedom. And we are so busy getting caught up in the division that is clearly being fed to us. It couldn't be any more obvious if they did skywriting at night with neon gas. My God, people, wake up. They are getting you to absolutely be happy that your nation is being destroyed. And they're doing it to both sides. Both sides are guilty. The conservatives are guilty of it. The liberals are guilty of it. Everyone is literally cheering for the destruction of the country. As long as their team wins, that's the only damn thing that's important. Same thing with the gun control. I don't like guns, so I'm fine with them banning them. Yeah. That's the same thing Adolf Hitler did right before the Holocaust. Pull your head out of your ass. Stop cheering on things being taken away or people being arrested simply because you don't agree with them or with that type of thing. Because you're literally just, like it's been said by both of you tonight, you are cheering on your own destruction. And the thing of it is, the people that are doing are sitting back laughing at your stupid ass because of how stupid you are. Because, quite frankly, you have to have a toddler's mentality to not see what's coming. On that note, I'm going to go get something to eat.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Was that your final words, Chris?
Pretty damn close.
Okay. Hey, I do see that we have a caller, and I'm going to bring that caller live on air so they can share their thoughts and opinions. So, caller, if your phone number ends with 4979, I'm going to bring you live on air, and you are live on air. And who do we have talking tonight?
Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian. How's it going, brother?
It's going. I finally got undug out of that damn blizzard over there in Wyoming. But this needs to go get a. Yeah, it was fun. I shut down pretty much all week. Does sound like Chris needs to go get a Snickers, though.
No, you know what? The thing is, Brian, is it was actually refreshing to hear Chris get as passionate as he just did, because I'm usually the one that does that. I'm usually the one that goes off on a rampage. You know that. Our listeners know that. And it's nice to hear somebody else that shares the same passion I do, and especially a guy that I've shared this radio show for with 72 episodes. It's showing that we're sick and fucking tired of the things that we're seeing. We're sick and tired of the two-party system. We're sick and tired of Americans fighting amongst each other when, in all reality, we should be fighting with each other to save this great country of ours, because it's on a slippery slope downhill, and I'm hoping hell that we can stop it. But what did you want to add to this conversation tonight, Brian?
No, I was just giving Chris a ration there, but, you know, kind of what's going on with this whole notion of arresting Donald Trump for a supposed crime that, now I'm no legal expert by any stretch of the imagination, but everything that I've heard about this and did the research myself on it, I mean, the only way they can make it a felony is if it was covering up for another crime, which the government has already said he didn't commit. By the way, the statute of limitations just passed. So, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, the cops writing you a speeding ticket from 25 years ago. Like, what the hell are you doing? But kind of more to the point, you know, where I see things going and what scares me to a large degree is for a long little while, we were in kind of what you might call a cold civil war, where we weren't really shooting at each other. And I'm not talking about the civil war as in, like, our own history with civil war, because that's not civil war. I'm talking about, like, you know, Mogadishu civil war sort of problem, you know, Sarajevo, that sort of stuff. What we're headed for right now, because, I mean, we've got them trying to arrest political opponents on both sides now. I mean, how much longer is it going to be before we actually start seeing real political violence on both sides? Our history has shown us that usually the political violence in our country comes from one direction. But it's not going to take too much longer, I don't think, before the conservatives finally stand up and say, you know what, we're kind of sick and tired of you guys beating the hell out of us and killing us. We're gonna serve you in kind. And the next thing you know, we're going to be in a full-blown civil war. And that scares the hell out of me.
No, and you know what, so, Brian, I think that's exactly what they're pushing for, and I think this prosecution, this political persecution, I should say, of Donald Trump, I think that they thought that this would trigger a similar J6 event where people would show up to New York in droves and things would get out of hand rather quickly. I've watched the whole thing. You've seen that there was opposition there. You've seen They were trying to instigate. But after J6 and after we watched the last 2 years of political persecution of political prisoners, and that's what it was. They didn't have no due process. Well, they shouldn't have attacked the Capitol. If you are a person that observes things, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you watched every video, if you watched everything play out, if you watched both sides play both sides, you would understand that was no insurrection. That were people there that were supporting a president of the United States that they've all felt like a lot of us do, that was cheated out of his second term in office. And they were there to rally. They were there to rally and support President Trump. And there was an aspect, a group of people that were there to instigate, including FBI, CIA, which is now was just finally admitted in court records, by the way. There were numerous D.C. Metro Police undercover, numerous FBI, numerous CIA in the crowd on January 6th instigating the crowd. And there were people there in the crowd that were innocent people that believed in Donald Trump. They believed in this country, and they were there to support that. They weren't there to, quote-unquote, have an insurrection. It turned into something not good for this country by instigation, by people that were there to do that. And I do believe, in my opinion, that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and numerous others had a very large hand in that. Based off of the video that I've seen, yes, I do believe that. People, well, they didn't need to go in. A lot of them were pushed in, including a young woman that was with a church group. She was pushed in, immediately arrested, and brought down to a lower tunnel and out the back of the Capitol and was charged, even though she wasn't there. Grandmas, I mean, there were people that, the retired people that were just standing outside flying their flag. Ladies and gentlemen, if you understood what is happening in this country right now, if you understood since Trump was announced the president of the United States, since 2016, late 2015, the establishment, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, have gone absolutely fucking insane that an outsider that they did not choose got into the office of the presidency of the United States. And in Donald Trump's defense, Sidney Powell wanted him to release, frizzle, whatever the fuck it is with Hillary Clinton and Huba Medin ripping his face off of a child. Frazzle drip. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And Donald Trump said no. They also advised him to release the remaining files of the JFK assassination, and Donald Trump also said no. 5,000 pages. He said it would cause irreversible damage to this country. Well, I think he made a mistake on that one, because I think if he would have just released it, then we would all know the truth. And that is one of the things, one of the very few things that I've looked back at about Trump's presidency that makes me really wonder, what is Trump's true intentions here? He seems like he's a patriot. He seems like he loves his country, and he seems like he's trying to protect his country. But if you know the CIA was involved in the murder and the assassination of JFK, why wouldn't you release that? Well, if your life and your children's lives are threatened, maybe that's a good reason why he didn't release it. I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know that I've dug into deeply that don't make sense to me. Not just with Donald Trump, but with our whole system in general. We sit here and we listen to social media and mainstream media, and we divide ourselves even further, and we argue and call each other names. And it, when in actuality, I don't think any of us are 100% right about the position that we take. I do believe that I'm wrong on some of the things that some of the positions that I take, and I know for a fact that other people are wrong on the positions they take. And I understand, based off of their answers to me or accusations toward me, that they are a victim of mainstream media propaganda. And myself included, I know I have been a victim of that. So, but no, I think you're not wrong, and you're not right, and I'm not wrong, and I'm not right. If we just listen to each other and lead ourselves into the direction of truth, if that's even possible anymore, I don't know if it is, maybe, just maybe, we could stand together and save this country and get these fucking rats out of office. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, so we have two options whenever we're talking about, like, government. We can have a nation of laws or a nation of men. And it sounds a little harsh when you say it that way, because everybody wants to assume a nation of men. You know, we're all individuals. Yay, individualism, you know. And if you've ever met me, if you've ever sat down and talked to me for more than 5 minutes, you realize that I'm probably the most individualistic person you'll ever go meet in your entire life. However, we cannot be a nation of men. There's never been a single country that has ever survived being a nation of men. We must be a nation of laws. And what that basically means is, go to this Donald Trump thing. If he committed a crime, he needs to be punished for it. Absolutely unquestionable. However, if he did not commit a crime or it's being prosecuted in such a manner that is illegal, you have to let him go. And that goes for everybody. It goes for him, Hillary Clinton, all of them. And right now what we're having is we're having this weird mix of everybody is, you know, jumping to their ideological side. Like, what, you know, I was thinking about coming on here and say, you know, making this joke that I've made ever since Trump got elected. Stop lying about him. I hate him. Stop making me defend the guy. I don't like Trump. I never have. I never will. It's so weird for me that people will come out and they'll say something about him, and it makes my head explode. Like, that's not true. Like, that is not even close to being true. Stop making me defend this guy. I don't like him. I want to be on your side. I want to, you know, call him names and make fun of him and all that fun stuff. But I can't because it's not true. So, yeah, I think a large portion of this is that we have to stop. We have to listen to what each other is saying, like what you're getting at. I don't have all the answers. I damn well know nobody else has all the answers. So maybe if we sit down and talk about it and figure things out and actually listen to people's solutions or ideas or their concerns, we might actually be able to come up with a workable solution. That is the beauty of our country. We were founded on compromise. We have existed because of compromise, and we continue to exist because of compromise. We are not compromising anymore. Huh. I wonder how long we can continue to exist that way. Just a thought there.
No, and you know, Brian, you brought up a very valid point there. When you said, I don't like the guy, I never will like the guy. Donald Trump, you're talking about Donald Trump. I was just like you. I hated the guy. I hated him. Why? Why? And I explained that earlier in the show, because the media told me to. He said he was going to grab women by the pussy. And I jumped right on that bandwagon. What a piece of shit, blah, blah, blah. He shouldn't be our president. And I thought about it. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, Jeremy, would you ever want to be president of this country? And I know you and Chris and Daryl are laughing. I you know, you're covering up your microphones. I get it. But I thought about it deeply because I love this country, and I love my children, and I love my family, and I love my fellow Americans. And I'm not to the point of where I think I'm so fucking special that I could actually be president of the United States. But if I ever had the chance, I would love to be the president of the United States, and here's why. Because I do believe in this country. I do believe in our freedoms, everybody's freedoms to be who they are and what they are. I do not believe in pushing your agenda on other people. We have a constitution, freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want as long as it's not deemed offensive. The Second Amendment, you have the right to bear arms. It shall not be infringed. That means you want an AR-15, you can have an AR-15. As long as you are not threatening people or have a manifesto for months, yeah, my son has an AR-15. He has an AK-47. He ain't killing people. He doesn't have a manifesto. He works a full-time job. He's a responsible human being. Now, do I understand and realize that there are people in this country and in this world that probably should not have a gun? Yes, and that's the discussion that we need to sit down and have. Who should have a gun or be allowed the Second Amendment right, and who shall not have that right given to them? In my opinion, the Second Amendment, any gun law is unconstitutional. If the United States military owns an F-15 and I can afford to buy an F-15, that should be my right. I'm sorry, I get off on a rant here. I want to go back to what you said about Donald Trump. I'll never like him. I don't like him. I'll never will like him. That's who I was. And that's where I changed my whole attitude, my whole worldview, because I felt the same way you did. People think Donald Trump is the biggest piece of shit on the face of the earth because he said, like I said before, I can just go up to a woman and grab a woman by the pussy. And that's where I was, the point I was getting to. have you ever said something kind of vulgar or volatile that if it would have been on a mic recorded, it would have made you really look bad, kind of like it did Donald Trump? I know I have. I've done and said a lot of things in my life that I'm not proud of. And I'm not defending what Donald Trump said, but I am trying to understand what Donald Trump said.
Well,
that means
people
don't understand. I'm sorry, Brian, but people don't understand. I'll try to finish my point here quickly. People don't understand that just because you haven't heard Joe Biden say something like that, don't you think for a second that he hasn't done things in the background that you don't know about that are 2,000 times worse than what Donald Trump said there? Don't you think for one second that Bill Clinton is some sort of fucking angel when he flew on Lolita Express 27 times going to Epstein Island? And I always get that people come back with the, oh, fuck, I must have got too true here. I got the cops coming to my door. I'm just kidding. but people always say, you know, Donald Trump was best friends with Epstein. No, he wasn't. He was never best friends with him. Number one, Donald Trump never flew to Epstein Island. Epstein did go to Mar-a-Lago, where he had one of the members' 15-year-old daughters, I believe, at the time. I don't know if she was a bus girl or a waitress or whatever, but Epstein acted very inappropriately. At that point, and this is very well documented, Donald Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago and told him that he is banned permanently. That is a fact. I've read the documents. It's actually court documents, actually. So you can go and dig up a picture of Epstein and Trump standing together and think that you know what you're talking about, as a matter of fact, you don't. The fact of the matter is you all need to, including myself and including all of you, I want you to go back in history, in your life. Have you ever said things that were inappropriate that if other people, including your parents or friends or your local priest, would have heard you say those things that you would have been very embarrassed about? I guarantee you every single one of you have. So if you want to put all of your eggs in one basket and say Trump is the devil, you go ahead and be a fucking hypocrite, because I guarantee you, you're not just as clean. You're not all clean. You're not all clean. So that's my point I was trying to make there, and thanks for bringing up that point. But go ahead.
I actually agree with everything you just said. Like I said, to be fair, it's not that I don't like Trump because of what he said. Yeah, the grab him by the pussy comment. It's like that's exactly what I'm talking about. People make that accusation, and it's like, yeah, do you know the full context of that? Well, it doesn't matter. He should never talk about a woman like that. No. Shut up. Nobody likes you anyway. It's like, if you don't know the full context of it, you know, I don't like him because of his ideologies. And I'm not a leftist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm kind of one of those absolutists, you know, so like his ban of the bump stocks, for instance, you know, that was just kind of like, you overstepped your bounds way, way, way too much. I don't like his personality and things like that. I, truth be told, voted for the guy twice. So clearly, I can at least put my personal opinions of his character aside for the time being. Like I said, I just don't like him as a person. But, like I said, it's one of those things. I would love to be able to make fun of him with you guys. Well, not you guys necessarily, but you know what I'm saying. But stop lying about him. Stop accusing him of these things. So I have to be his defender. I don't like the guy. Stop making me defend him. That's kind of what I'm getting at, is when you have people that are intellectually honest enough to be like, well, let's look at the actual history. Let's look at what's going on. And like I said before, you know, we could either be a nation of laws or we could be a nation of men. And if we're going to be a nation of laws, it has to apply to everybody, which means that we have an awful lot of people probably should be going to prison right now that are associated with the federal government and many state governments.
Yeah, 90% of Congress and Senate.
I think you're being generous, but yeah. I'm thinking, you know, maybe...
These people that are Republicans that blame everything on all of our problems on the Democrats, are wishy-washy at best, and same goes for the other side. The liberals that blame everything on Republicans. When I hear, "Oh, we got to get rid of Republicans," or "We got to get rid of Democrats," I think to myself, "Fuck, you guys don't even know." But you know, Brian, I got to let you go because we got a few minutes left, and I want Chris and Daryl to be able to share their final thoughts. But again, I appreciate you calling in, my friend, and weighing in with your opinion and your thoughts. And tonight, for one time, ladies and gentlemen, history has been made. 73 episodes, Brian has called in and said, and has not said that he disagreed with me.
Oh, well, in that case, I definitely disagree with you. Got to keep that going.
I knew it. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling in, brother.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too, man. All right. Brian's a regular listener of the show. I met him down in Hagerstown at the People's Convoy. I was introduced to him by Chris. But let's go to I'm going to give Chris a few minutes to walk out of the restaurant that he's in with Daryl. I do believe Daryl's got his mic up. He just has to unmute his phone. So whichever one of you is ready to go and share your final thoughts so I can let you go and enjoy your night and hang out. Daryl, it looks like you're ready to go, so why don't you share your final thoughts?
All right, I'm over here at Walmart in Mount Vernon because I got to get some stuff and then take off to Kansas City. All right, a couple things. Number one, it wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot, okay? I hate that word, insurrection. It was a friggin' riot. That's what it was. There was a lot of people that was there for Donald Trump, but there was a bunch of, like you said, people that wasn't supposed to be there and a bunch of yahoos that was there, and people understand this. If you look at a lot of those videos, the police was letting them just walk through freely at times. So that whole thing is just a bullshit shit show. Another thing, you know, from Brian that called, and I like to do it, but I'm going to say this. You know what? We're not in high school, people. This is not for something where we vote for someone and we have to like it. We have to like them. Only thing I care about is this. How you doing, brother, man? Only thing I care about is this policy. You know, there's some things I don't like about Donald Trump. But you know what? His policies were right on the mark. And this stuff where people keep bringing up about, you know, he's saying, well, I touched him in the pussy. All right, you know what? Let's get something straight. I've been to these parties where there's some rich-ass people there. And you know what? And not knocking on some of you women, but I'm going to call it like it is. Some of you women, when you get around a rich man, you act like damn hoes. Y'all let him do whatever you want because why? Because you're hoping to get a piece of that person or get a piece of him or doing something where he gets to be your – where you get to be his woman or at least be a woman that gets to share his money. You may not be the main woman, but at least you're part of it. So you know what? This bullshit of, well, he touched me. You know what? Some of you women act like hoes. Period. That's how to say it. If you don't like it, I don't give a shit because a lot of you women are sitting back and you're clapping your hands saying, yeah, tell it like it is because it's the truth. Now, on another part, before I get off, one of the things I do not like, now I'm going to bring this is up with Denver, Colorado and our legislative. And on one part, and I understand what you're saying because, you know, you got people saying about Democrats, you have people saying about Republicans, and nobody sits back and do things that is right and just. But I'm going to say this. After we had the shooting over there at East High, a couple of days later, we had DPS. They closed down all the schools for a day to encourage everyone to use that time to protest at the Capitol for gun control. All right, you know what? I'm getting sick and tired of this bullshit. All right, we got these dumbasses, and I'm going to call them dumbasses, especially the guy called Tay-Tay, which is a stupid name. It sounds like a little kid from grade school, but his name is Tay Anderson. And the only reason he got on the board is because he harassed and he used race. That's the only reason he got on the board. And everything that goes on in the Denver public school has been going to shit because of these people there. And now we had a shooting there, and then you're going to use these kids to go ahead and throw your narrative when you're the problem. People, gun is not the problem. It's the people. And we got to start addressing this. It's the kids dealing with their families, dealing with bullying, dealing with all this other stuff, transgender, we're not learning anything. But yet we groom on our kids to say, you know what, we're just going to pull you out of school. We're not going to educate you. And we're going to have you talk about gun control. Well, it has nothing to do with it. The gun has nothing to do with it. It's people. That's what has to be straightened out. That's why I'm bringing up Colorado, because I love the states. I love the United States. I'm getting sick and tired of everybody fighting each other. And we got these elites. They're just pulling bullshit off of both sides. But and right now I'm very not angry, but I want to fight back, because I'm getting sick and tired of people not fighting for what is just and what is right. Everybody's fighting for what's popular. I'm done with that. And again, am I going to run for office? Yes, I am going to run for office. I ain't telling y'all what I'm running for. But when the time comes, I'm going to announce it, because I'm just getting sick and tired of it. And we got to start standing up, and we have to start saying, you know what, it's time for us to start using some damn common sense. And I don't care about party lines. Only thing I care about is we start using our brain and start using the Constitution and the amendments and our God-given rights, and start acting like freaking people instead of like animals and perverts.
There you go. I mean, that's Daryl's final words, because there's one thing that's great about between me, Chris, and Daryl. We all are on the same page. We all believe in the same thing. Chris, do you want to share your final thoughts? I'm watching the switchboard to see if you flip your microphone back on. I see you flipped your microphone back on. So let's go to Chris here. I'm going to try to talk for about 30 seconds here, because I'm sure he's trying to walk out outside where it's a little quieter and share his final thoughts. And I want to make sure Chris has his final say in tonight's 73rd episode of the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. So, Chris, without further ado, please share your final thoughts.
All right. You know what? The main point I want to get across to people, stop playing the tribal politics. That includes people on the right. Stop playing the tribal politics. Stop listening to all the talking points. Stop getting all engrossed in the distractions, okay? Bud Light put a rainbow, you know, a rainbow on their can. Okay, who gives a shit? What's coming? I promise you, you will not give a damn what Budweiser put on a beer can in the very near future. It's going to seem extremely trivial. Today, you're all into it. But it's going to be extremely trivial in the very near future. Okay? Right now, while your money's good, get out there. Start stocking up on food, water, ammo. To defend that food. I'm telling you, I'm not one to run around like Chicken Little, but I'm telling you, the sky's falling. It's coming. If it is contingent, if the BRICS nations come together and create a reserve currency that's not the United States dollar and start trading oil on it, I'm telling you, what happened in Venezuela is going to happen here, and it's going to happen fast. So let's stop with all the rhetoric. Start looking at things. Quit being a parakeet, okay? Quit repeating the talking points from Tucker Carlson or from, you know, Brian Stelter, Don Lemon, whatever talking point you're repeating. Start looking into things for yourself. Put the big picture together and start realizing that we all have a lot more in common than we have different. And we need to start working together. And we need to figure out real fast they're playing us against each other so that they can bring about a very, very bad future for all of us. Unless we all get together, work together, figure out what their game is in a large enough scale to actually come together and stop it. It's bad. So I hate to be so fired up tonight. I usually try to be a little bit more comical, but the developments with the BRICS nations has me very concerned. And I'm just gonna leave it on that. Folks, start working together. Love your neighbor.
All right. I appreciate you, brother. And Chris and Daryl, thank you so much. And Kim, even though she was unable to join us tonight, thank you all for being a part of the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And my final thoughts. Oh, thank God I got another hour, because I'm going to go off. actually, I'm not. I'm just going to leave it here.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left.